Did you know that today is Pretend to be a Time Traveller Day? Pretend to be a Time Traveller Day. It won't surprise you that Paul Gough discovered this, and he's been ever so excited about this. It wasn't enough that he should find a guy at the start of the week who makes a living out of selling human bones. Today, he wants us to go time travelling. And he's found Karen Carlisle, who is an organiser of the Time Travellers Picnic and owner of Kraken Publishing. And Karen is going to explain to us how you can take part in Time Travelling Day. Good morning to Karen Carlisle.
Good morning.
Now, Karen, I understand that the Time Travellers Picnic actually took place last Sunday.
Or might be in the future in last Sunday, yeah.
Or it might be, indeed. You could get lost. You can go down a wormhole talking to you, Karen. Can you explain to us what is the time, pretend to be a time traveller day, and where did it come from, and who are your group?
Okay, well, I believe that Time Traveller Day was started around about 2007, I think by the Koala Wallop online community, I think. It's been a while. So I've been a member of several different costuming groups in Brisbane when I lived there and for the last 30 years here down in Adelaide.
Right.
And, of course, we love dressing up, and I was also a historical reenactment for quite a while as well, for 20 years. And I write steampunk, and I'm in a steampunk group for the last 13 years with a local steampunk community. And, you know, it's an excuse to dress up and have fun. So I think our first one we tried to have was about 2015-16, but the first proper one we had was about 2017, and we just have a picnic, bring food,
now,
have fun.
Today, though, is Pretend to be a Time Traveller Day.
Yes.
How do
yes.
you spot somebody who is pretending to be a time traveller?
Well, can you? And then you can get into the whole grandfather bootstrap theories and all this sort of stuff. So that's the thing. If they're being clever, they will blend in.
Yes, but you belong to a group. You must share ideas on how you mark this day.
Well, really, it's a anyone can come day. We usually have a picnic. We used to have it on the day initially, but when it started being during the week and a lot of people work or study, it got hard. So we started doing it on a Sunday or Saturday close to the event. And, of course, with time travel, you know, you get there and you just happen to move it. Yeah. So I think the first big one we had was about 2017 in Rymal Park before they started doing all the bus stuff.
Right.
And so people come there from the reenactment groups, mostly the steampunk group community and different various costuming communities. You'll see them all over the place at events. So.
And how do they dress up? Come on, give us a clue.
I've got my steampunk Seventh Doctor outfit. So I like to mix in my Doctor Who with it because I'm a long, long-term Doctor Who fan. I remember James Valentine and the whole lot, you know, yay ABC.
Right.
and some people, there's a local, I think the local, and I can't remember the name, they do Roman Legion. And then you've got, there's quite a few different reenactment groups. So some people dress up in historical outfits.
Right.
Some people just dress up, you know, as their favourite time travel, like Doctor Who. Some people, usually they're in some sort of costume. So
right, okay. But
yeah, usually.
You'd have to be careful, wouldn't you, if you went up to somebody and said, oh, you've dressed for Time Traveller Day, and they might not have.
Well, we usually get together in certain spots, so we sort of say where we're going to go. The gardens, lovely botanic gardens in town's often a common one now.
Right.
And they turn up and we have a little sign saying Steampunk South Australia that we put up. And, so if someone's going past and they want to join, then they can if they want to.
Now, you keep talking about steampunk. What is steampunk?
Steampunk is fun. It is. It's sort of, it's art meets science with a touch of whimsy.
Oh, okay.
It's basically, what if in the 19th century we didn't go from steam power and cog power through to diesel power and then electrical.
Right.
So it's all that sort of fun. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. So if you think Jules Verne and H.G. Wells, that sort of thing, they were Victorian science fiction.
Yes.
And we go back to that sort of thing, except we like to add in and be inclusive instead. So we don't like the colonisation thing.
Oh, the whole colonisation thing.
We don't
talk about that. But, okay, so it's... But it's science fiction, but it's got a 19th century steam engine feel to it.
Steam engine feel, not always 19th century. You can have it's been big in books and movies and all sorts of things. Doctor Who has a bit of steampunk bent to it, especially on some seasons. And you can go apocalypse, so you can have books that are set in the future that are steampunk. Worlds, you do all sorts of things,
right? A listener says, interested in time travel, meet here last Thursday 6 p.m.
Yeah, it was nice meeting them.
Yes, you get a lot of those jokes, I expect.
We do.
Karen, yes, Carlisle, thank you for explaining Pretend to Be a Time Traveller Day, which is today, but they actually had their time travellers picnic last Sunday,
except we had it online because of the big C word. COVID.
Oh, of course. All right. Karen Carlisle, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good on you, Karen.